Welcome to CREPN Radio for influential commercial real estate professionals who work with investors, buyers, and sellers of commercial real estate coast to coast. Whether you're an investor, broker, lender, property manager, attorney, or accountant, we're here to learn from the experts.
Welcome to Commercial Real Estate Pro Network's CREPN Radio. We're so glad you could join us. My name is J. Darren Gross. I am a real estate investor and a commercial property insurance broker. I've been an insurance broker for 25 plus years, and my primary client is and has been real estate professionals, investors, landlords, property managers, and developers. Based on this, I'm continually looking for more information about real estate for both my own investments and to be a resource for my clients. The result of these efforts has led to the creation of Commercial Real Estate Pro Network and CREPN Radio. No matter how you found us, whether it was LinkedIn, Facebook, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, or YouTube, we would love to hear from you. Your follow, comment, like, share, all of that is greatly appreciated. Today's show, we're going to take a look at communication in the sales process and how technology is changing the sales process. Communication in sales has changed with technology, so much so that the technology creates a delay in the process. If you're in sales and you're looking for a way to automate the process to reach the qualified buyers you so desperately need, you're in for a treat. So today's program, we're going to take a look at the sales process and how it has changed over time. If you think back in time, the original sales process was very intimate. There was limited number of buyers, limited number of sellers. The communication between the buyer and the seller was one-on-one, typically in person. And in the process, the seller would qualify the buyer and work their way towards a sale. And over time, we've introduced additional layers of technology. The buyers have more options. They're more capable buyers, but all of this additional communication and technology has basically added more noise and made the communication less intimate. There's less live communication than in the very beginning. And in order to make more, it's incumbent upon all sales people to sell more. Margins are tighter. Again, there's more competition. And if you think about the whole experience of the sales process, there's a lot less service involved. Think about all the big box retail now. It's basically a big warehouse where you walk in and do all the service yourself. And at the end of the day, we're all competing for time. We only have so many hours in the day. And this limited number of hours in the day and how to communicate, it's just, and sift through all the noise, it's a challenge. It's the modern challenge, and it's one we're all faced with. In fact, there was a statistic I read that suggested that the average adult sends and receives 126 emails a day. So there's a level of noise that we've added to the day-to-day workings. And the conclusion, and I think kind of the thing that you have to realize, is that with all this noise, and all the tools we have available, the need to sift through it and to find the buyer that's ready to buy is that much more difficult, because in all the competition, you can't afford to miss the buyer. So what can you do? What are the solutions available to you? Well, you can hire people to do this work. You can sub out the work, and with that, then you have cost. You've got wages, benefits, time off. You've got to manage the personnel to make certain that the work's being done. And if you're getting consistent results, who's to argue that you're consistently good results? Who's to argue that the money's not worth being spent? But I think another interesting statistic I found was that with all this noise, the average worker is only doing about 3 hours of actual work in an 8-hour workday. Excuse me. And I know, you know, some, in fact, a lot of businesses have turned to the CRM model to to get the consistent data collection and try and work through a prospect to a sale process. And for many products, this is an ideal solution because A, it is a computer and it does happen. The communication does happen. What I've found though, over time is that typically the communication is not very intimate. And if you have a product that has any kind of an expiration date, or you have an urgent need and there's a lengthy sales process or a significant number of touches that are needed to get to the sale. And by the way, the average, I think the industry or the across the board of all sales, the average number of touches required to get to a sale is 7 touches. So if you think about that from the first touch to the last touch, and you need that many number of touches in order to get your sale and you need it fast, and you need an intimate conversation, I don't know that CRM totally gets you there. So with that as our setup, I want to introduce my guest today. One of my guests, we've got two, but my first guest is Ron Sasson. He's a developer of Skyler 360. Ron, thanks for joining the program today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, you're more than welcome. I'm so glad we could make this happen. Hey, Ron, I mentioned Skyler 360. You developed Skyler 360. Can you tell us, the audience, a little bit about what is Skyler 360?
Well, Skyler 360, and as a bridge from your setup, was a way for us to maintain that one-to-one relationship that you spoke about that was so good about that historical sales process that used to happen and that was kind of lost in today's world, while maintaining the scalability and being able to handle all the requests that come in, either the agent, whether it be the property manager or the broker or agent that is dealing at the point of contact, and making that interaction personable. That is what Skyler 360 does from a bird's eye view.
So Skyler is able to have that intimate feel of a conversation, you know, like way back. I mean, the user has that interaction with Skyler, and it's a one-on-one. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's a communication from the beginning through the process.
Exactly correct. And the challenge is how to scale that when you have many incoming requests on multiple channels. How do you maintain that one-to-one personal natural feel while maintaining the exponential requirement of handling all of them, and sometimes at once?
Right. Now that's your hope, is that you have a lot of opportunities coming in all the time, and you need the help. So let me ask you, how did Skyler come about? How did you come upon Skyler? What was going on?
Well, had a big challenge. I was took on a property with a lot of vacancy, and I had a very enthusiastic manager that we were working together to try to fill up the property, get it leased, and seize the value and the potential. But we were running into challenges that there was just so much to do on the property, and my manager, being one person, was not able to handle sometimes all of the requests and all of the leads and sending people either the pictures of the apartments or, you know, the necessary forms needing to qualify the potential tenants. And we at some point realized that a lot of times we were dropping the ball. And it was unfortunate because we were doing all this work, and from the lead generation point of view, there was a lot of success on that part, but not being able to address each and every one of those leads was causing us to maintain a high level of vacancy. So I realized that we needed something better. We needed to think differently about this challenge, especially because both the manager and myself wanted to succeed so much.
So you created Skylar 360.
Exactly.
We realized
that, I realized that I needed something of a first voice, that could interact with these leads. I remember one time that, you know, he was busy out on a leak, and, you know, the office phone was ringing off the hook. And I thought to myself, these could be potential tenants. And at that time, I had a couple of 3 bedrooms empty. And I thought to myself, these are lost calls when a lead doesn't get the response that he needs. He's going to move on to another location, and what a shame. And my manager was out with the maintenance people, and they were struggling. And then I thought to myself, what if I could get that done for him, but in an interactive way that would actually help the tenant, not just give him a standard response? Because a lot of times, the work that he was doing was simply trying to find out what they're calling about and hearing or giving them information of what our requirements were for the property. And I thought to myself that all that could be automated. And if we could get that done, then we could increase our chances to fill up the property and get it, get even a possible waiting list, which is what the results were after implementing the software.
So when you were assessing the situation, if I heard you right, you essentially, the property manager was able to describe to you that the majority of, or what a typical call was, and that all of these calls were calling, and there was information they were asking for. And were you able then to, based on that, be able to design Skylar so that it could react to those?
That's right.
To those calls?
That's right. That's right. That's exactly correct. Because as I thought about and listened personally to those initial interactions, they were all about the same. He would ask them what they were looking for, and they would tell him what they were looking for, and then he would send them the right information, and they would go back and forth, and then he would send them an application, and that would happen over and over and over. And I thought to myself, I could automate that and make him more efficient, make him spend more time on the property, and then engage the lead at a more relevant point. And that's what I was successfully able to do with Skylar 360.
Well, if I'm understanding, I mean, you've basically taken those touches. I mean, I think that's what people in the sales call that, is that interaction. However many interactions it takes, you've taken those touches, and you've been able to automate that to where when they come through the process, then that's when your manager was able to engage them, as opposed to being flooded with the all of the touches necessary to talk to everybody at every point through the process, and not having time to make the sale and manage the property and all the other duties that he has. Is that right?
That's exactly correct. I made him a lot more efficient, and I made him a happier person because he was now talking to the unqualified tenants. He was a lot less frustrated, and he was able to go back and also find out that, you know, for tenants who called at a time when he did not have, for example, you know, a two-bedroom available. He was able to immediately reach out when one became available and communicate that instantly. Made his job a lot more efficient, increased the occupancy, and overall made him, you know, a much happier person because these calls were, I could say, driving him crazy.
Now, that is beautiful. I mean, when you think about, you know, a problem, a solution, and especially the problem being the initial conversation, the initial back and forth, and how many of those are, you know, tire kickers, if you will, as opposed to actually real opportunities, and to sift through those to get to those actual buyers, or in this case, renters. So tell me the property. Were you able to get it filled up? Were you?
Yeah, absolutely. At 100%, absolutely. At 100% occupancy, and even with a waiting list.
Wow. And so when people are interacting, would they? I'm assuming they first the telephone call. Typically, what was the first point of communication that people were engaging in that you were able to insert Skyler?
Well, the evolution started with a telephone call, and then as Skyler grew, it could handle a lot more interactions, and we kept adding, for example, web forms, and we were able to bring in the leads from the third party vendors that we were advertising on, in all these different channels. We had one piece of software managing profiling and making my manager much more effective and avoiding duplicates. It was a huge success. You know, as Skyler was growing, we would basically evaluate at the end of the week requirements and then basically implement them, you know, in the following week. And it was just a cycle there that Skyler grew from the needs of the property, as opposed to, you know, a vision that was a little bit disconnected from the everyday experiences.
Right. No, very, very problem solution oriented, as opposed to a big idea with no applicable problem to solve. I think maybe this is a good time to bring Adam in. Adam Winters is Adam, I'm trying to remember, who were you with?
I'm with Windhill Advisors. I'm an investment services agent, so I handle all residential, commercial, land, basically any sort of real estate that any of my clients are interested in. So,
yeah, and I was going to say, Adam, if you could, because as I understand, you had an interaction with Skyler 360 and one of Ron's properties, and if you could tell kind of your experience and kind of the progression of the communication and how it felt and what where it led you to.
Yeah, absolutely. So I represented, like I said, a client who was interested in purchasing multifamily units in Houston, and one of the properties that we were looking at is one of them that was owned by Ron. So I called the advertised number, you know, to begin the normal sales process, and I reached Ron's voicemail and left a voicemail on Friday, and received a text message a few minutes later. So that in itself was a bit odd to me, since a lot of the time I don't even get calls back for days or weeks or even ever if the seller's agent doesn't view me as a relevant lead. So I messaged back and forth with Ron, just SMS messaging, and the conversation naturally led me to receive property details via email. And submit a offer via email as well, which was extremely helpful. So all that took place over a Friday and Saturday. And then on Monday, Rodden called me to discuss the offer. And basically at that point, I had everything that I needed from my client. Ron had everything that he needed on his end. And we were able to just have a normal conversation about, you know, the small details and the odds and ends. So, so this is the part where it gets pretty awesome. So, so Ron and I were just talking, and that's when Ron told me about Skyler and how I had interacted with the system instead of him, because he was in the hospital over the weekend having twins. And that is the moment that I just had to pause, because without even, you know, interacting with Ron, I had been engaged on a very personal and helpful level, taken all the way through, you know, messaging back and forth, which was awesome. And then submitting all the information, not only on my end, but on his end as well. And honestly, I've never experienced anything quite like that. Skyler, it was just such a natural extension of the human element, and the communication was fluid, informative, and seamless.
Let me ask you, because the natural back and forth, I think that's, you know, even in today, just even if there's no technology involved, it's just me and you talking, there seems to be kind of a... I don't know. It's disconnected. It's like, you know, when I'm engaged, I'm ready to solve a problem. And it might be like you said, you leave a voice message and you might hear back. You might not hear back. I'm amazed at how few people actually answer the phone. But when you called and you left a message and you received a text back, and then from there, the conversation that took place, you said it felt natural. Is that?
Yeah, absolutely. So to give a example, it would just be like our back and forth right here. You know, you ask me a question, I give you an answer. Then there's a follow-up question, answer, follow-up question, answer. It's just like a natural, natural text message string.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And all the while, Ron was busy with his family over the weekend having twins, and you were able to transact a real estate deal, commercial real estate deal, to where it was on Monday you were able to actually first talk to Ron, and he had your offer, and you guys were working through the details.
Yeah, you know, that was the really amazing part of everything was that, you know, it was completely seamless. And then if Ron hadn't have told me, then I wouldn't have even known, but I'm extremely happy that he did tell me. This is something that I see extreme value in.
Right. Well, and, you know, I think one of the things that I, Ron gave me a demo here last week. And one of the things that impressed me was how Skyler was able to take my information and start it off with a voice message. And from that, then move to a text. And then from that, some back and forth information, offer to send me more information as an attachment to an email. And, you know, like you said, it flowed in what a natural conversation should or normally would. It felt very natural. In fact, if I didn't know that I was talking to Skyler, I would have thought Ron was on the other end clicking all the buttons, you know, hitting the keys there to respond to me, you know, as it would be in a normal conversation. So I think that is such an amazing thing. And Ron, we talked in the beginning about just how, you know, all of that one-on-one intimate conversation essentially has been lost in all the technology, but you have been able to carve through all the noise and to create this system that communicates automatically without human interaction to a prospect to get them through the process. And that's amazing.
Well, I think coming... from a need, that made all the difference. Being and really experiencing challenge and then using technology to solve it made my efforts on the property very successful. And it was only at a later stage that we realized that we should take Skylar as a product. We never intended it to be a product. Initially, it was meant to solve our own issues. And then as we spoke to more and more industry professionals, they basically expressed to us that we're not alone. On one hand, it was very comforting, but they too were at a loss as to how they could handle these challenges. And the long story short is that there's a keen interest in or a strong need for Skylar. In fact, we had a couple of reviews, one of the funny headlines that Craig from NMAN News wrote is that he said, taking us one step closer to artificial intelligence, this is what Tony Stark would invent if he were a real estate agent. And I thought that he compared us to Iron Man. It was pretty funny. So
yeah.
I had a chuckle on that one.
Yeah, I saw that article. It was very complimentary there, and kudos to you and your work there, because that's high praise. Let me ask you, so from a buyer standpoint, so how many customers do you have working Skylar? Do you have are you retail now, or is it still, can people buy the product?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and Google Skylar 360. You can actually also phone us at 713-322-4146. Again, 713-322-4146. Or again, Google Skylar 360. A little bit about the name, by the way. And the reason we called it Skylar is we felt like that it's really an assistant that is always by your side, always available, never sick, interacting, engaging, profiling, and helping you manage your property or managing your leads in a much more effective way, keeping your staff doing a lot more productive work and engaging where necessary.
No, that is the beauty of technology. It never takes a day off. I want to ask you, so the ease of use, if somebody, you know, buys the product, is it point and click? I mean, is there a big ramp up on the learning of how to use it? Is it, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the beauty of Skylar is that the initial setup is by, sitting down and working a flow as to how your property or your, if it's a brokerage, wants to engage the leads. And once we set that in motion, it's basically an autopilot. And so there's a bit of initial setup, and the usage is simply a 360-degree view of what's going on, which is, by the way, the 360 part of the name Skylar, where you've got a dashboard which tells you which leads are at which part of the process, qualified, not qualified. And so it's very, very easy to use and friendly. We are investing also in the mobile app, so it's all available right there from either your Android or your iPhone. And
Well, I know that you've experienced some recent, you've had some recent interviews, like you said, the Inman review of the product, which was very complimentary, and I know that you've got some other things coming online as well. I think what I'd like to just impress upon people, and this is just from what I saw, was that the interaction of Skylar was simply amazing from a standpoint of it started in a voicemail message that I left, and from that it was able to take the information, it was able to text me, and the message came across in what would be an expected conversation in today's world. I think something about, hey, I'm busy with a customer right now, but hey, tell me what you need, and I'll send you the information. And from there, it escalated, and then it moved me to the email and sent me the email attachment. And it all flowed. And in that moment of time, instead of me calling possibly another property, because I'm supposedly in the demo, I was on the hunt for a property, I was able to schedule a tour of the property, and I already had all the information. I think that's so powerful that if people haven't looked into this, they really should consider looking into this. And it's truly it's so far beyond what I've seen as far as CRM programs that I'm just amazed, and I cannot encourage people enough to check it out, because it's truly the wave of the future, and just the time savings and the ability to have a task happen automatically. It's very, very impressive. Hey guys, I'm looking through my list of questions, and I'm kind of at the end here of what I had wanted to ask. I'm just curious, is there anything that you feel like I missed or we should have talked about?
Well, I will add that we focused a lot on the core technology, which we actually patented, of Skylar. Wrapped around that are things that Skylar also brings to the user. For example, the integration of, your legal documents. So all the document compliance is there. The reporting, so you know if you've got multiple ads, you know which one is working and which one is not. How many leads are coming in from where. Our integration partners, for example, working with Box and Dropbox, and anything you put into Dropbox immediately relates to your Skylar. Skylar's ability to create a website for the properties that you manage with it, or it integrates with your accounting package, getting the availability, the available units in real time for that lead. The social media integration, the email marketing campaign that could happen based on smart profiling, because Skylar knows what you wanted, so when that's available, it's going to tell you about it. Your appointment bookings, the mobile app, the lead scoring, and just a whole range of availability. And if it's a broker or agent, then of course we download the MLS into Skylar, so it's all managed from there. And finally, Skylar works as a standalone product, or it could integrate in your chain or in your line of other products if you are more of an enterprise level with your Yardi, MRI, or any other software that you might use.
No, that's great. I'm glad you brought that up. Adam, do you have anything? Was there anything
I just want to make sure that, we emphasize the versatility of Skylar, and that's exactly what Ron was doing. But I've showed these demos to anywhere from, the major national investors who own hotels, and I think one of the guys is doing like a $650 million deal out of Dallas, and he was blown away by Skylar. Just, he could not get enough of Skylar. And then I've also shown it to the regular, everyday agent, and everybody sees value in this product and a need for this technology in their business. So I'm just really excited for the future.
No, I think there's a good reason to be, and I would echo those statements again. As an observer, and I say that because I've used CRMs but I've never had one that felt like it did when I went through the demo there. So I would encourage anybody, if you're in sales, if you're in real estate sales or property management, you've got a need to engage buyers, and you're looking for a way to simplify and automate and make a consistent interaction with those potential buyers, I would encourage you to check it out. And again, so for those that are interested, you can contact Ron, and I'm going to give that number again here. It was 713-322-4146. You can go to LinkedIn and look up Skyler 360 on the LinkedIn page, or you can Google Skyler, Skyler 360. So
thank you very much, Darren. I really appreciated you having me, and it was really an enjoyable conversation talking about these tough issues, and I'm sure that many other people face some of these challenges that I faced, and I look forward to talking to them.
No, that's great. I just want to say thank you again to both of you for taking the time, Ron and Adam, thanks. And hopefully we can do this again soon.
Absolutely. Yeah,
thank you, gentlemen. I had a great time talking to you.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Ron Sasson, the developer of Skyler 360, and Adam Winters with Windhill Advisors. And we learned a little bit more about the future of CRM, customer relationship management systems. To learn more or schedule a demonstration, I encourage you to call 713-322-4146 or go to www.skyler360, that's skyler360.com, or you can also find that on LinkedIn, search Skyler, Skyler 360. That about does it on today's show, but before we go, just like to remind you, if you liked what we're doing, please let us know. We'd love to hear from you. You can like, follow, share, or comment. Your input is always greatly appreciated. Until next time, thanks for listening to Commercial Real Estate Pro Network's CREPN Radio.
You're listening to CREPN Radio for influential commercial real estate professionals. For more information on this or any of our guests, like us on Facebook, CREPN Radio.